What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And to talk about the Wizards on the Beltway, Blitz our guy Josh, don't you dare call him Joshua, Robbins, live in Vegas. Wizards tip off tonight in Summer League. What are our main themes, big takeaways? What are we looking for?
Well, they need to play hard. They need to play with some defense. And then the returning guys especially have to look like they know what they're doing. They're going to be implementing a few new things, but they've got to be able to move the ball around. They've got to pass up good shots to try and get great shots. Returning players such as Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, Alex Saar need to show a little bit about what they've worked on. You know, they have to be a little stronger, a little bit more physical. And this is a summer league when they have to outshine a lot of the less experienced competition.
Yeah, you touched on it, Josh. Some of those guys that have, you know, pretty good, some pelts on the wall, not for a winning program just yet, but made some strides as rookies. They're returning for their sophomore summer here. How long do we expect to see them? Is it a game or two? Will they be there for the duration? Kind of what's the mandate there?
So they're not saying fully. My suspicion is maybe two games, maybe three, and I don't expect them to be playing regular season level minutes in terms of percentage of the game. They're not going to, that I'm sure of. It's not, so these are, 40-minute games? I'd be surprised if someone such as Bub Carrington plays 30 minutes or even 28 minutes. But when they do play, show a little bit about all this extra weightlifting they've been doing, and they all seem bigger to me, larger to me. I think they've put on some productive weight this offseason.
I have put on unproductive weight this offseason, Josh. That's just, slightly different ways to approach it. Some of the young guys, I want to get to Trey Johnson and company here. What's your axiom? What's kind of your guiding principle for Summer League? I'll give you mine that I want you kind of either, you know, agree, disagree, respond, etc. I basically go, if you look like you belong, that's my only prerequisite, right? If you look like you can't do it and you can't get your shot off and you're overwhelmed by the athleticism, et cetera, see, that's kind of my Johnny Davis corollary, then I kind of start to panic. Other than that, I'm not going to take too much out of stats or shot selection or the like because I'm not sure what everybody's working on. Just kind of, I want to see, do you look like you belong athletically at this level? If you do, I'm good to go. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And with the caveat being, sometimes it's difficult to know. Yeah, I can think of a bunch of guys over my time covering the league where they had really unaggressive summer leagues where they looked lost. I'm thinking Franz Wagner in particular. And then by the fifth preseason game, they had snapped in a good way. They knew what they were doing. The Johnny Davis example, I remember that very well. You know, one game in, two games in, colleagues and I were talking to me. One person said he cannot get to where he wants to go. And it was so true then, and it remained true. So, yes, sometimes you can see the confidence, the ball handling, and the athleticism in summer league. But the trick for you and for me and for anyone else who watches the league is to try to determine whether that is systemic, endemic to who the player is, or whether it's just growing pains. And that's the trick, for not just for us, for these front offices, to try and figure out who these guys truly are.
When we see Trey Johnson, what are we going to see?
Well, you're going to see most likely a very confident player with a beautiful shot, almost a picture perfect shot. Now, I don't expect them all to go in. I'm not even sure he'll hit 40% in summer league, but that's okay. And I think your point is so good. Can he get to where he wants to go? Can he get that ball off without getting challenged too much at the top of his release? One of the hallmarks of his shooting motion is that he releases it so high that even at 6'5", it's very difficult for fellow perimeter players to block. So I think he'll be confident. He might have some trouble finishing at the rim, but that's okay as long as he ultimately learns to finish at the rim at this level. And he's not going to show that in game one. And if he does show that in game one, well, that's a bonus.
And same question here for Will Riley. That's a guy, just full disclosure, Josh, I saw a couple times. It wasn't like I was heavily scouting Illinois throughout the season, but I remember watching them play a couple top teams, and never once did it occur to me, oh, that guy's going to be a first-round NBA draft pick. Not to pick on him, but I thought his teammate was somebody that could go kind of that mid to late first round. But as the season progressed, he obviously got a lot better. I saw him in the tournament, and he was pretty good. But just kind of give me – he seems to me to maybe be a bit further away, which, again, is totally fine if you've got a long-term vision. What do we expect now and then maybe going forward from Will Riley?
So you're making great points. The intel I've received, not just from the Wizards, but really from other evaluators, is that at the bare minimum, he has a good mind for the game. He knows where to pass it, when to shoot. And in that sense, he reminds me a lot of Keyshawn George. Because Keyshawn George, he went, I think, 24th. He was someone at this time last year, before he ever played in a summer league game, where people from other teams were saying, oh, he was drafted too high. He didn't play all that much at Miami. He's not all that athletic. Well, the Wizards saw something in him that others didn't, and there's a school of thought around the team and around the league that he might be the best long-term pro of anybody they've got.
Josh, it's great intel, man. Always appreciate the time. Have a good one.
You bet. You bet. Take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.